This is our first show back at the Comedy Store in almost 2 years. I'm so grateful for all of you to be here with us tonight.
We got along for the most part. It was a positive show, but there was something that really bothered you about something I did. Do you want to talk about it?
I guess.
I don't know why that was so fizzy.
Did you shake it?
No, I just got all over my freaking... What are you drinking? Got all over my shorts.
Red Bull. My second win today.
This is so fizzy.
What flavor is that? I've never seen that. Is that bubbly?
It's a passion fruit bubbly. It's a new flavor.
Oh. Is that a go-to or what's the deal?
Oh, it's good.
Is it better than...
You know it looks even better than this?
What?
That haircut you're rocking.
Are you being ironic or sarcastic?
No. I'm not Alanis Morissette.
Are you...
I'm not being ironic. It looks good.
Well, how much better did it look like when you people were making fun of
it? On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 30.
Really?
Yeah.
No, why?
Cause you look awesome. It's all even. It's blended. It's stylistic.
Thank you.
Fresh.
Yeah, I was pretty self-conscious about my hair. And I learned a valuable lesson. I'm going to, from here on out, I'm going to go to a barbershop to get a proper, because I know you're adamant about, yeah, you got to go to a professional, Steve. You can't cut it on your, you can't do your own hair.
I'm just looking out for my boy, you know?
But, you know, it's just going back to the frugal brother mentality that I'm just trying to save a buck here. And I'm like, why would I pay money? But now I can see why you would pay a little extra to make your hair look even. Because it looked like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
You've said that reference 90 times now.
Okay, so it was like, have I said the steampunk?
Yes.
So I've said steampunk.
You said steampunk, Mad Max.
Okay. So then I just, maybe a crazy.
Right.
Person.
But anyway, okay. It's new.
Thank you.
It looks good. I just wanted to acknowledge that and then move on.
I like your positivity and affirmations towards it.
A couple weeks ago, we went in a little hard on your hair.
No, I wouldn't say a little. You went pretty hard on it.
It's okay.
It's okay. And at the end of the day, who cares? It's just hair. No one's like...
That's
what I realized.
I'll get a different hairstyle eventually,
too. But that's the thing.
Too.
No one's paying attention. No one's like... You know, if you're at the grocery store and you just got a crazy hair, no one's looking at your hair.
Right.
The only people that care is the person whose hair.
Supposed to look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, like, your hair looks fine to me, but I'm not consumed by it. Like, oh, wow. Well, how do you get that wave? You know, I don't care. You know, whatever. It looks
right.
Fine.
But anyway, off to a fizzy start. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that this, the bubbly was going to go so crazy, which means... It's going to be a hot show today, my friend.
Yeah.
Hot show. We got some fun stuff planned.
I'm just proud that we made it past 50. We're like in the middle of the 50-something.
Yeah.
You think we'll make 100?
Again, something you bring up often.
I know. I repeat the same. I mean, that's a part of my thing. These things I always go back to.
You know what part of my thing is?
Yeah.
New stuff all the time.
Okay, so we're going to make a million episodes, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa, okay.
I've never said that.
Okay.
I know that.
I'll take that.
We're gonna make a million.
I like that.
And yeah, let's shoot for a million episodes.
You know what might be a little bit crazy?
What?
I think we should start off with a dance break. We never really do that.
Oh, because I did buy one of my favorite cookies from 7-Eleven.
And what would that be?
Oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal
and
raisin.
Here's the Cookie Monster dance break.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jeremiah.
I forgot the music. Can I add it in later?
Yeah, this is the Cookie Monster dance break.
Cookie Monster dance break?
Yeah,
I like that.
Dance with the cookie in your mouth.
Dance with the cookie in your mouth?
Yeah.
All right, grab one at home and join us. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ah!
It's pretty hard to eat a cookie while moving.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
I almost choked a lot, though, because moving while dancing and eating the cookies, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to, how do you train for that? You just do it.
You go. You're just thrown into it.
You go.
Do you want to play a little music?
Yeah, whatever, because I'm feeling your energy. You want to express yourself?
I mean, I'm holding a sax.
And I have a keyboard in front of me.
I mean, if you want to, I'm down.
Oh, I'm definitely down for
okay.
it.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
Everybody has their lows, and everybody has their highs, and some days you just start to question why. Why am I here? Everybody goes to sleep, and everybody rests their head, and everybody walks alone sometimes, and everybody feels some dread. But when you hear that sound in the middle of the day, all heads turn. Sometimes you just wanna hear somebody say, play that saxophone.
Play that saxophone. Play that saxophone.
I squeaked a little bit, but it was fun.
That felt good.
It felt freeing,
didn't
it?
Really positive, dude.
Right?
Yeah. I love it when you play the sax.
Yeah. Well, for a while, I wasn't bringing it out to the garage, and I don't really know why. I think I was playing keys for a while.
Yeah, I like that. I know it brings you joy, and I'm sure that if you wanted to, you'd play it more.
If I had more time, I'd play it a lot more.
No, I'm saying for like even your live acts, I think that brings a new element to the like a live show. Is like, you know.
Do you think I should bring this to Scissor Bros Live?
Scissor Brothers!
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm just daydreaming.
Don't you have dates to plug?
Oh, yeah. May 3rd. Come see Stand Up on the Spot as part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival at the Comedy Store. Get tickets now. And on May 4th, I'll be headlining the La Jolla Comedy Store. If you're in the Austin area this weekend, I'm actually doing the Moon Tower Comedy Festival as we speak right now. And Tuesday, May 17th, come see Stand Up on the Spot in New York, New York City, baby.
Mm.
Wait, don't we have some Scissor Bros live supply?
Yes, we do. June 29th at the Ontario Improv, Scissor Bros Live. Hope to see you there. We also have our Scissor Bros comedy music album about to drop on vinyl. Get your pre-orders today.
Yeah, this Saturday, look for the pre-order link in the description below.
Okay, let's go back to resting.
Okay. And after you're done resting, on Monday, check out my new Stand Up on the Spot special that's debuting at youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins. All right, I'm going to go sleep with Steve now. Bye. What do you mean, man? What do
you mean? My space.
Why, man?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm coming up with it. I mean, a possibility.
You know what? Maybe I'll bring this to our that Ontario show at the end of June.
Well, what about this?
What?
What do you? Oh, I mean, I know you feel a certain way about, especially your sax, yeah. More so than your car, as far as like weirdness. What yeah. if Shanks? Would you allow Shanks to play your sax?
Ooh.
If you gave him like some lessons.
I don't.
Because Coriana Loco reached out to me about the keyboard.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Pelican Bay, you know, there's conjugal visits there for Shanks and...
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like where family members could visit. But I actually Ooh. Got on a call with him, and he's and I said, he asked if he could play the keyboard.
And what did you say?
And I said, absolutely, as long as you wash your hands, and...
I mean, that...
But that's different because his mouth...
Less, you have it, a lot less on the line... that's somebody blowing into my saxophone.
Yeah, but Shanks, he has clean teeth. Like, he's got a couple
I guess
fronts.
He's got an aluminum foil grill.
Yeah, he's got grills, dude. Think about it.
I got grills.
Think about it.
Huh. He does have a grill. Okay, I'll think about it. I will think about it. I will do that for you.
You know what I noticed about you, and I love you for it?
Mm.
But you have your own OCD things going on, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just letting y'all know, it was a... an airplane that you could barely hear it. It was like, and I could tell it was driving you crazy. Because I want you to be in the moment with me and everything, be present. For that split second, your mind went into the sky. It bothered you.
Sure did.
So stuff like that, like little things could like really irk you.
That's technical OCD. You know what that is?
So are you making that up, or is that a real medical condition?
It's a tech issue. Is when you're on set and you hear a plane, you always hold for the plane.
So is that a real? Are you coming up with tech OCD? I mean, that's a real thing.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you're on a film set or a TV set or any kind of shoot, and there's a plane that flies over, you always hear someone say "hold for plane" because that means they stop rolling because it's unusable footage.
So is that the only exception? Is an airplane? What if it's like a tractor?
An ambulance. A tractor is very rare. A
fire department. Woo, like that. Yeah. Police sirens. Same difference. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe I went somewhere else because I heard that and I'm used to holding.
And I barely heard it.
Oh, my ears are very dialed into that stuff.
It is. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's maybe an extrasensory thing you have with you.
Maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
I was looking at Instagram earlier, and I saw something that brought me joy. My brother was skateboarding.
When was the last time you've seen Bob skateboard?
Never. I mean, the last memory I have is... this is back when we were hanging out with Laban, and I think Wee Man was in the mix, and they pure pressured him to drop in on this hill.
Okay.
And he caught an edge and like he wiped out.
Was he wearing pads or a helmet?
No, I don't think so. It was like the school bank or something. And where did you go? Your mind went somewhere else again.
Dude.
Where is your mind right now?
Steve, when I'm dealing with technical stuff, yeah. You don't have to call it out. There, we don't have a producer in our garage.
I know, but I'm
we don't have someone
I know,
running
but I
our audio.
Telling you a story.
I'm running the video and the audio. I'm not trying to disrespect you.
I didn't say you were disrespecting, but
I look down for a split second, don't be like, "Where'd you go?" Because
okay,
I'm just making sure
I'm
that the quality of the podcast is
okay.
Good.
What do you remember with the story I just told you?
Dude, you said the last time that you saw Bobby skateboarding was with Laban and Wee Man back in the day, and they told him to basically go off on this section, and then he fell and he wiped out. I'm listening to the exact story, dude.
Thank you.
I feel like we're in a positive mood, but we're also a little at each other today. Not gonna lie.
Oh, no, I don't feel that way towards you. I have nothing but love in here, brother. But do you want to get something off your chest?
No, I think I'm getting a little hot right now. I'm starting to sweat.
Is it hot in here?
I think this quality shirt that I'm wearing is a thick shirt, and I made a mistake. Shirt.
Can you display it?
It's a great shirt.
It's the Beatles?
Yeah, yes. It's a Beatles shirt. This is from the 90s.
Beautiful shirt.
Yeah, it's a vintage.
Off top, I mean, what songs stand out? Blackbird? My Guitar Gently Weeps?
Yeah.
Too many to list.
Yeah.
So what else is annoying? I mean, are you okay? Are you okay right now?
No,
I'm good.
Since
we got that out of the way.
I'm good.
Okay.
But you called me out twice for not being present, and I'm like, I'm trying to do the technical
stuff.
That's
fine. That's fine. And I'd be doing the same thing if it was in my place and it was the cameras. I would be doing the same thing. Going back to my brother skateboarding, he happened to be at Tony Hawk's place, and I was like, that blew my mind.
Sorry. Hold up. You saw your brother skateboarding at Tony Hawk's? Didn't he invite you a couple weeks ago and you couldn't go?
See, now you're irritating me.
Didn't he though?
You just kind of pressed my buttons, didn't you?
Steve, what was your excuse though for why you couldn't go?
It was a scheduling issue.
And no. But what was the scheduling issue?
Why did you have
issue?
To bring that up like that?
Because that was the last time you mentioned
Tony
Hawk.
Yeah, I wanted... Look, I look up to Tony Hawk. He's like a hero.
How could you not look up to Tony Hawk?
I played his video game. I used to play Pro Skater, the first Tony Hawk all the time.
Yeah.
I was a fan of Birdhouse. I love... Dude, he's an OG.
What was the scheduling conflict?
I don't know. I think he just couldn't drive down that week. He was going to do Tony has a podcast with Jason Ellis, the other vert skater guy. I think he's Australian. Seems like a cool guy. And Bob's like, dude, you got to come down with me, man. Like, bring your board. And that's the thing that got to me, because it'd be one thing to say, come down. But he specifically said, oh, bring your skateboard, man. You could probably skate the whole place. Or I'm like, oh, really?
And he doesn't even really skate.
No.
But you saw him in a video.
Yeah, he went up like a quarter pipe thing,
and he did a
G turn and came down. Oh. I mean, cause dude, didn't you grow up with Tony Hawk? Like,
dude, I had his pro trick tips on DVD.
You had his trick tips. Oh, the VHS.
No, on
how
DVD.
To front 180, how to pop shove it.
Yeah,
that
how to kickflip.
Yes,
I didn't learn any of them.
But dude, yeah,
but I watched it and I tried it.
I guarantee you, I could probably teach you how to shove it in one day.
I kind of know how to shove it.
There you go. So what else? Because remember his video game?
Dude.
I mean, that brings up so many great memories.
Here I am doing everything I can.
Oh, you remember the soundtrack?
Yeah, Goldfinger.
Oh, my God.
There's so many good songs. Yeah. On that blue N64 cartridge, or were you a PlayStation guy?
I was a PlayStation guy.
I was N64 all the way, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
My PlayStation was gray, and I remember it had a disc. You would put the disc in it, and then
I was a cartridge boy for as long as I could be.
Well, I had the original Nintendo with Duck Hunt and Excitebike, Kid Icarus. That one, the Mike Tyson's Punch Out. But I mean that's where we kind of split hairs there,
right?
Yeah. So shout out to Tony, my brother, and Bucky Lasik was there. I saw he had a picture of, and Bucky was in the first video game.
Of course he was.
He was one of the vert skaters.
Yeah,
do you remember?
I used to select Bucky all the time because he was awesome.
Because I told you that, and your eyes got big. I'm like, yeah, I think Bucky was there. And you're like, huh?
Dude, it's crazy. It's so cool.
It's just weird how, like, those worlds kind of merged.
But Bob didn't invite you again?
No, he didn't. He kind of, I think the reason being is I don't like what you're doing right now. It's bothering me, but I want to play along with it because I know what you're jabbing me on my rib kit. You're like on my ribs.
Sorry, I'll dial it
you're
back.
Like, you're hitting me.
I'll dial it back, brother.
No. So last night we were playing Warzone and he could only play a few games. And he's like, oh, guys, I got to go to sleep. I got to get up early in the morning. And then I'm like, that could be anything.
That's all he said. He was that vague to you?
That's how vague it was. Oh, I got to get up early. Because he would have said since he brought it up before, dude, I'm going to Tony Hawk's tomorrow.
Hey, can you come this time? I think he owes you an apology on this one.
No, but he did text me back and he said that Tony invited him back for a foundation party. I think, yeah, Foundation is a skateboarding company. So he's like, you could come to that one. Maybe you could come with me. So we're going to put this out, Bob, Tony. So me and Jeremiah would love to come to the foundation premiere party or whatever.
Can we do some Birdman scissors to conjure that up?
Oh, Birdman scissors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a... Oh, my voice is still messed up. Let's try it. Sorry. I think I'm a little...
But can I say something?
I apologize, Steve. I think I'm a little slightly off today. I think it's me. It's not you at all, brother. I apologize. I think your boy is a little bit off today.
Can I throw this out there? Are you a little irritable?
I think I am, and I apologize for that.
Well, thank you. I mean, thanks for admitting that.
Yeah.
I get irritated, too.
Because you've been nothing but kind, and I think I've been a little bit...
but I want to get to, I know where that stems from. I'm not trying to psychoanalyze, but
yeah.
I wanted to bring, because we did San Jose a few weeks ago, and
yeah.
That there is a moment where...
Can we do the Birdman scissors
let's
first,
do the Birdman,
and then we'll get
yeah,
into
the,
that? Because I already
bring
know
that
where
up.
You're going.
You do?
I already know exactly okay. where you're
going. So we're going to do, so if you're at home, make some wings and do it like bird sounds if you want, okay? This is the Birdman scissors. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cuckoo! 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 I lost count. Cuckoo! 3, 2.
I think that was 10.
Let me do the last one.
You know that we have to do it at the same time to be on the same even.
Let me just get the last one.
Okay. Ironically enough, you bring up Tony Hawk. I did just watch his documentary on HBO Max, Till the Wheels Fall Off.
Really?
Yeah, and you know...
How was it?
I liked it a lot. Could have been 30 minutes shorter.
Okay, and did it go through his whole history?
If you're watching...
I don't think Tony's watching this.
He might be watching.
I don't know.
I think the Birdman might like his bros.
I think you're reaching there. It would really make my day if he was. But continue.
Okay.
I want to hear about the documentary.
Really good. Start off since he was a kid. I had no idea that his dad had so much to do with forming the NSA, which is the, back in the day, NSA stood for National Skateboarding Association.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
His dad helped like organize contests, and he was like one of the judges, and like he was like very instrumental in like skateboarding history. His dad.
Tell me a couple other fun facts.
Tony was bullied even when like he wasn't good at other sports, and then he started getting into skateboarding, and he really thought that this was going to be his thing. Mm-hmm. And he started getting good, and he still got bullied even inside skateboarding, and he had to get so good to get everyone's respect because he was like this lanky,
he was kind of scrawny,
skinny, lanky
kid, yeah.
And that he had to get so good to surpass everyone to just get any respect at all. Because he was doing his own style and his own thing, and people considered it like baton twirling. They're like, what's this guy doing over here? He's being all girly and doing his weird flip tricks and stuff. They'd never seen it
before. The McTwist and all that.
Yeah,
because
it's cool. There's a lot of different stuff. You as a really good skateboarder and someone who's knowledgeable of tricks and stuff, you'll really like it.
I wouldn't say I was really good. I'm a little bit below average, but thank you for giving me that.
You're being modest. You're an above average skater.
For today's standards, I mean, maybe for back then,
okay.
Maybe I could agree, but for today's standards, because I know how good kids are now, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm maybe slightly below.
But I really liked it, and honestly, one of my favorite people that they interviewed in it was Rodney Mullen.
Oh, dude, I'm a fan of his.
He's so interesting.
You know why I like him? Because he not only did he invent half the tricks, right? He invented the tricks. He would do stuff. He was kind of like us, like in the sense that he had like lone wolf aspects where he would skate alone, like at 3 a.m. at some parking, like he would do it on his own,
yeah,
and kind of work things out. And I like that about him. It was like more of a personal, you know what I mean? Like a personal thing for him where he, you know how like a lot of kids, like they'll like show off their new skateboard and their new shoes and show off their new trick at the local skate park. He did the opposite of that.
Yeah.
He didn't want anyone to watch him. It was more of a personal thing for him. I really admire
that. Stacy Peralta was interviewed a bunch in it, and he said that Roddy Mullen is like his own Buddhist monk, the way he treats skateboarding.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Did they get into the Bones Brigade?
Oh, or yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
How he met like the Caballero. Dude, and
yeah, where he, they were all his idols, and then he surpassed them all.
Yeah, but they that was a group back then coming up.
I know.
What people don't know about Tony also like is proficient in street. He knows street skating as well.
Well, that's a lot.
He knows like the trick tip them, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is he was winning back in the day the competitions for the street as well as
people don't know that. They just think he could just fly on the ramp.
Exactly.
No, he knows the tricks. He's a technical guy.
Yeah.
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 You know what? I kind of wish Tony does watch this episode. So maybe if some of our viewers could just say, hey, you know, Scissor Bros are fans of Tony Hawk.
Yeah, there you go.
Can we throw this out in the universe?
Yeah.
What if one day Tony could be a guest on Scissor Bros?
Let's get Tony Hawk and Jason Ellis on here to promote their podcast. We'll do a challenge with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Let's make it happen.
Yes.
Let's put it out there.
Another fun thing happened that was kind of monumental with our relationship.
Oh, we're going to talk about this?
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in Scissor Bros, in our friendship history, I finally slept in the same bed as Jeremiah, in the same exact bed. And boy, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
You thought I was going to be bad in the sack?
I know. You were literally so quiet and just sleeping so gently. There's only one time in the night where you accidentally touched my leg. By accident. And it was a weird feeling because it's like we're on the same level of sheets. You know, we didn't, because some people, you know, some.
We dudes, got underneath the covers.
We got underneath the covers. Yeah. And then I felt like the your leg hairs and leg touch my leg. And so my immediate reaction was to remove it right away. So once we touched, I went, oh, and then I just let you have your space. But you. Slept soundly.
I did. I was exhausted.
And that's the thing about you is you could sleep within 3 minutes.
Yes.
It's like, oh, guys, I'm getting tired. Because I had, we had the TV on.
Oh, I was
watching
out.
Pretty Woman on
the
TV.
Yeah, I have no recollection of that.
You don't?
No.
So you remember all the lights being on and me going through
the channel?
I remember
the lights being on and you guys having the TV on. I was like, ugh, okay, they can watch TV. I'm exhausted.
And you're out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't such a bad experience.
No.
Okay.
Big step in our relationship, you're right. Monumental.
Yeah, and look, do you trust me being in the same bed as you? Or
now I do.
You do.
Yeah.
You know I won't mess with you. Or
yeah.
What were your worst fears of what I would do, like sleeping in the same bed as you?
Waking up sore butthole.
I'm just gonna put this out. There, I would never do that to you ever.
Okay.
I mean,
thanks, man.
Yeah, I would. That's. I would stay far
away. We really did sleep with a pillow between us, though. Huh? Just like the song from the live show, we really did sleep with a pillow between us.
We did.
Yeah.
That made you feel good.
It was a tiny bed. It was a tiny bed.
Not. It was a full bed. It was
okay.
It goes king, queen. It was a full.
Full. Yeah.
That's what I have.
It was two full beds.
I have a full.
You do?
Yeah. Just. I'm going to throw this out there. I literally was in the corner. I gave you most of the bed. I was literally just,
I was pretty
I was
close
stiff.
To my side too, right?
Yeah, you're... Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
I was hugging my side.
You're hugging it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
You know.
But we didn't always, we got along for the most part. It was a positive show. But there was something that really bothered you about something I did. Do you want to talk about it?
I guess.
Hey, Joey!
Hey, Pasquale, forget about it. What is it?
Hey, I got an emergency, and you got an emergency.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, we gotta tell you immediately about Lucy. Scissor Bros is brought to you by Lucy.
You're goddamn right. Better than my mother's ravioli. Go ahead.
Lucy is what you're looking for, and guess what? We're looking for adults here. I know some of yous, you like to use the nicotine to relax, to focus, or just unwind after a long day. But Lucy is like a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges,
forget about
pouches
it.
For adults. And who else? Most responsible way. It's a way to consume nicotine.
Boom, bada bing. Personal endorsement riff on a... Oh, I'm not supposed to be reading that. This is the best possible stuff you could get. I'm trying to quit Grizzly Chew and Skull at the same time. Forget about it. Cool Cider's my choice. Look at this. They got a... what is this? What you call wintergreen gum? Come on, man. This is like being back in the Bronx.
Come on, if you enjoy using nicotine, but you're looking for like a healthy way to like curb your nicotine habit, then
there you go. This is a great alternative. It's better than your grandmother's Monster Choli. That's lucy.co and use promo code SCISSORBROS at checkout. Forget about it. You know,
also, I have to read this disclaimer, Joey, okay?
Go ahead.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you're interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code SCISSORBROS.
Hey, I got one in right now.
I don't know,
look at that. I don't even care. Look, my teeth are coming back white. Come on, looking good.
Hey, this is better than your mother's lasagna recipe, Joey.
Well, I don't know about that. It's pretty damn close. Boom, bada bing. Yeah.
Can we air that one?
Yeah.
Lucy.
Forget about it. Boom, bah, bing, bing,
except,
bong.
Except don't forget about it because look after it.
Lucy. Okay. Arthur. Arthur. I have your medication, Arthur. Come on. It's time.
I'm ready. And it's King Arthur. We've discussed this many times. Scissor Bros is brought to you by Displate.
Displate?
Displate is a one-of-a-kind metal poster designed to capture your unique passions. They have millions of cool designs available featuring gaming, movies, comics, anime with officially licensed designs from Bethesda, Star Wars, Netflix, and many more.
It only takes 20 seconds to set them up with no power tools, no damage, no frustration. And once you mount, when you get switched out, no one in a flash. And with everyone that you buy, Display will plant a tree.
Like trees very much. Click the link in our description to see some of our favorite Displates and to get our special discount. 23% off up to 2 Displates or 34% off 3 or more Displates. Which will be automatically applied to your cart when you click the link or use code SCISSORBROS when you visit displate.com, DISPLATE.com.
It's an amazing deal and only available for a limited time.
Get your poster like this beautiful one today at displate.com.
It's time for your medication, Arthur. Displate. Get it today.
Hey, Coreano Loco.
What's up, Bato?
I'm learning your native tongue. Yo estoy aprendiendo español ahora con Babbel.
Simón, ese.
Scissor Bros is thrilled to welcome our new sponsor, Babbel.
Babbel? For most of us, learning a second language in school wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. I know some Spanish too. Tu hermana es mi novia por vida, ese.
Oh, facil, facil.
Yeah?
Whether you'll be traveling abroad or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world.
You know, I love Babbel because, you know, I learn better with the different programmings and stuff like that.
Also, it's easy to get busy in life and it sets you reminders and stuff so you can, like, learn Spanish on your own time. Or French or German. It has so many different languages.
And there's 15-minute sessions. There's 100 different language experts.
You can even do it 5 minutes a day if that's all the time you got in your life. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages. Like I was saying, Spanish, French, Italian, German.
And German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation accent.
Yeah, there are so many ways you learn with Babbel. You can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes.
That's right. I got another one for you, essay. Tu prima es mi amor por vida, essay. You know, think about it, boo. Think about it. Plus, it comes 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel.
Tu hermana es mi novia. Vida.
There you go. You're learning, fool.
See. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription. And when you go to Babbel.com/Scissor Bro, that's Babbel.com/Scissor Bros for up to 60% off your subscription.
Babbel language for life. Essay.
Just like us. Locked up for life.
LA County for
Babbel.
Babbel.
Yeah, I guess.
So, halfway down.
So, my voice is still recovering. It's been literally since the live show. It's been about five, six days since we did the live show right now.
Yeah.
I've been drinking tons of water,
lemon,
teas, honey, lemon every day to try to get to heal.
You sound way better.
Yeah. It's finally coming back now. This is the day after I had completely blown it out after I'd been talking on it for hours and hours on the way up. We roadcasted and even on the way back, we did some roadcasting and stuff like that. And I asked Steve, I'm trying to stay awake while I'm driving. And I said, hey, can you do me a favor, buddy? I preface it with, it's a favor. He goes, yeah, sure. Yeah, you got it. I go, this article just came out that I'm really excited about.
It was the 50th anniversary of the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. So they had 50 comedians give these beautiful quotes of their experiences and memories of the Comedy Store. Yeah. Can I take over the story now?
And it was in the LA Times.
It was in the LA Times.
So I'm excited about it.
So I agreed to do it. I made it to, I did it. I was reading each and every single one clear. I even like, even Mitzi, when Mitzi commented, I would do her voice. I did the Mitzi, I was trying to really engage in the article. I made it to maybe comedian 41 or 42. And I noticed I did something that really bothered you because you brought it up like literally 10 minutes later. When I got to comedian 41 or 42, because it's alphabetically, right?
A through Z.
Yeah. So you're towards the end. You're towards the end. And I said, and I shouldn't have said this because I was beating myself up over this. I said, dude, can we finish this later, dude? Like, my voice is dry. And dude, that was the wrong thing to say, because literally, and I remember we pulled into a gas station. The timing was like that. Literally like 10 minutes after, because we had gotten gas.
Yeah.
You know, and then we start hitting the road again, and you did a whole, you made a special meeting with like me and Chris. You go, can I just, I want to acknowledge something, what Steve did.
I said,
and so you explained the story as if I wasn't in the car. You go, you're like in third person.
I had to tell somebody. I had to tell Chris.
And then this is what he did. He turned to Chris and he goes, do you believe the nerve of this guy? So I had lost my voice. I'm driving all the way up and down. And then I just asked Steve for a simple favor. And you know what he said, Chris? He said that his voice was dry and sore. When I'm the one with the real, I had the real voice problem.
You paint me out to be the most white guy Karen guy of them all.
What do you? Here's my thing. Here, I have a kerfuffle that I need to address with Mr. Stephen Lee right now. I've been driving for a long time,
dude. I said
felt
all of this
so bad.
By the way, I never say anything angry like that about
Dude,
Steve
you
and I.
Were mad.
I was laughing the entire time. I go, this is how I introduce a story. I go, I got to tell you a story.
Dude, no, absolutely not. You were not, dude. I felt the energy. You were mad. You weren't laughing. You were like, it was more, if you were laughing, it was like ironic. Like, you believe this guy? You believe the nerve of this guy?
You're turning me into an 80s villain. What? Can you believe the nerve
but
of this
you
guy?
You weren't laughing. I felt your rage. I felt the anger. It was all there, my friend.
I think you're extra sensitive to it.
What?
I think you're extra sensitive to it.
Well,
Or here's a thing. Here's another thing.
Yeah.
I'm around comedians a lot.
Yeah.
That probably handle a light roasting maybe a little bit better because we're around it more often. Does that make sense?
No, and I acknowledge that, I didn't feel like it was a roast because I can handle a roast. I mean, look what they said about my hair. Didn't say one thing, and I think it's all over. It's out there. That's fine. I think it was more of the tone. It didn't feel like a roast.
Let me tell you what I said because I remember verbatim what I said. Chris, I got to tell you this story that is peak Steve right now. That's what I said.
So you're saying I'm not a mindful person. And that hurts me to the core.
I did not mean to hurt you to your core.
I kind of want, I don't want to, I mean, I understand we spent the last 5 to 8 minutes talking about this. I want to make a personal amends. I'm so sorry I did that. That was wrong. I should have been more mindful. I should have been more considerate towards your demands. And I appreciated you driving that distance. I thought that we had a fabulous, great show.
We had a great time and we had a great trip. I apologize that my voice even went out. I was frustrated with myself more than anything. Mm-hmm. I was upset that my voice left and that I was a burden on you and Chris, where I'm like, hey, can you, like, on the way back, where I was like, dude, Chris, can you drive? Like, normally I'm down to drive the whole time, but like, I'm like, I got to get some sleep. Otherwise, my voice is going to be gone for like even longer.
So, yeah, I felt bad even afterwards. Even when I got to my apartment, I thought about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have done that. You know, so I'm sorry. Can we switch it to more of a positive thing?
I would like to because there's been a lot of apologies. How was the
actual event? Because the Comedy Store, they held an event.
Before we get into that, this is a very positive thing.
What are you going to do?
Can we talk about the camp?
Yes.
Okay.
Then
we'll go back
okay,
to the 50th.
Gotcha.
Okay. This is a very cool opportunity, guys. Here at Scissor Bros, we've listened to you. There's been a ton of people that have actually responded very positively to this Korea trip. Steve and I have both gotten a lot of messages. We're going to have for you guys soon more info on that. But that would not, they already told us that would not take place until at least 2023. For international travel, it takes a long time to book it and to organize it. So we thought, okay, why don't we try a little sampler of something else that's inside the States first that could be unique and fun for all our Scissor siblings. We are teaming up with a camp.
Now this camp, a camp.
It's a summer camp.
It's a summer camp, baby. And we grew up with those.
We sure
Christian
did.
Camps, come on.
We sure did. Now, at this summer camp, it's basically a technology-free weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's all about reliving your youth and just having fun and being outdoors and hanging with friends. There's cabins where, like, barracks, the whole thing.
There's a cafeteria.
There's cafeteria. There's campfires. We're going to do the s'mores thing. We're going to play activities, team sports.
Bunk beds.
The whole thing. Bunk beds.
Yeah.
Everything. That's at the end of June. And we are going to be doing, we're not only going to be campers there.
Counselors.
But we're going to be counselors in a sense.
Yes.
And so
facilitating.
We're going to be facilitating. We're going to be doing challenges and a live Scissor Bros with you guys as campers.
So they could come.
You guys can come. You can sign up. We encourage you to sign up because we want our Scissor siblings to be there because we're doing a live Scissor Bros show. And we obviously want you guys there to be a part of it and be able to participate in the challenge. We're going to film it. We're going to do the whole thing. It's going to be phenomenal.
And it's going to be at a reasonable price point.
It's not going to be crazy.
It'll be way less expensive than...
Way less.
Than,
way
than
less.
The Korea thing.
Yes.
And it's way more doable. And that is June 16th through 19th. And all of the info is in the description below. And you can use our promo code SCISSORBROS.
Yes.
To sign up.
Not only that, isn't it like on this island near Seattle? You said something about an island.
Yeah, it's like its own little island.
It's like its own little island. I mean, that'd be so
it's
fun.
It's in the Pacific Northwest. It's his own little island.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
So that means all the Scissor siblings out there, it's co-ed. They could get involved with camp.
Yeah.
If you want to get away from technology.
If you
want to
be a kid again and you want to be a Scissor brother or a Scissor sister or Scissor sibling, you got to come to camp with us. Camp Scissor Bros, baby.
Camp Scissor Bros.
The description and all that info is below.
Grab your swim trunks. Grab your s'mores. It's going down. Do they have a lake or swim? I'm sure. Yeah, they have probably a lake or pool.
There's water.
There's an island. Okay, so if they don't have it, we can swim in the island.
We're going to be doing team activities, sports, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We'll have more info. This is a little bit vague right now, but all the info to sign up and all that stuff is down below, and we're super excited. So you got to come with us to this. It's going to be a blast.
Dude, that's going to be, I mean, amazing. That's groundbreaking. I don't think there's any
other never heard of a podcast
that would do something like that.
No.
So we're paving new ground.
Yeah.
We
want to do unique stuff with you guys, mm-hmm. and we want to do stuff that other podcasts aren't doing. And this is
that's pretty damn
a
unique.
Very cool
yeah,
one.
It's pretty unique.
Cool opportunity.
Now that it's interpersonal, it's, you know, they could, they'll be involved with it.
Yeah.
You know. Kind of like our live Scissor Bros show.
It's a good getaway weekend.
Yeah. And that's
and a good way to get away from your phone. We all need to get off of our phones more.
So that means me and you, we have to leave our phones at home too.
We're counselors. We're exceptions. But we're going to really try. But we're going to be using them for content. But for the most part, I'm going to try to not be... I'm not going to be on my phone while other people are like out in the open, like scrolling when nobody has their phones. That's not fair.
Can we, at nighttime, can we do this like campfire ghost stories or something like
Dude,
that?
I would love that.
And like where they could tell their ghost
yeah,
stories.
Yeah,
with s'mores.
I would love
oh,
that.
Oh, God, that'd be a great time.
I like the way you say s'mores. I like that.
S'mores.
Yeah, I like the way you say that.
Is that the way to say it?
I think there's two ways to say it.
S'mores?
I think there's people who say s'mores, and then there's some people who's, and then there's the people who say s'mores.
I add the H in there, don't I? S'mores.
I like that.
Okay. So s'mores or s'mores?
Comment below if you're a s'more or a s'more person.
Yeah.
But that's exciting news. We wanted to share
that's exciting news. Mark it on your calendar. We expect to see y'all there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the 50th Comedy Store reunion.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Not going to lie. They put up new pictures in the entrance to the main room of the Comedy Store.
That's where it was held?
It was held at the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. It was held in the... They had stuff going on in the main room, the original room, and in the parking lot. And
what
it was
mean,
all
stuff?
Closed
what do you
off.
Mean, what do you mean stuff?
They had catered food. They had a live band. They had all this stuff. And they had put up new portraits and photos of different comedians and paid regulars from over the years. Brand new photos in the entrance of the main room. And I walked in, and not gonna lie, I got a little emotional. I didn't tear up, but I had to take a moment. I was kind of like, whoa, this is it was very special to me.
Wow.
Because my
in
photo,
what ways? Why? Because of the history and how hard you've worked.
Because of the history and how much work and. Literal the blood, sweat, and tears thing is a real thing because I've bled many times at the Comedy Store from doing pratfalls and dumb stuff. The
Wait,
sweat of working out
pratfalls?
On stage.
What does that mean?
I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Let me just finish the thought. The tears I've cried before and after sets and stuff like that.
You have?
Yeah, after hard nights at the store, like before I was a paid regular and stuff, just out of frustration and just wanting to keep going and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pratfalls is when you fall down on purpose for comedic effect. When you, it's like a stage fall. You're not actually falling. You're doing it for a laugh.
Oh, a reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And so were you excited to see a lot of the like older comedians, like the OG comics? Because there's a whole history as far as the different generations of comedians.
Well, yeah. I saw a lot of people from the past that I that are very important people in not only the Comedy Store's history, but just comedy history in general. So seeing my photo along that wall with
the
those
with
people,
the greats.
Yeah.
It's something that's very special and very, you know, that I'm grateful for all the work that I put in, because they were also kind to me and honored me in a few different ways. I had my stand-up shot of me in action on stage, and then I had a shot. There's a cast picture of the Kill Tony show on that wall as well.
Oh, wow.
And then there was also from Stand Up on the Spot, there was a there's a framed headshot of Joe Rogan and I on stage together. That's in the main room. So I got a few pictures on, which, you know, not everybody got more than one. So that's
insane.
But I put in a lot of myself into that place. So I'm grateful for that stuff to be kind of reflected and seen there. So it was kind of like I had to take a moment before I walked in. I was like, whoa, this is cool, man.
That's cool. Yeah. Now, was Jim Carrey there?
No, he didn't show.
Did Marlon Wayans show up?
No, a lot of the bigger celebrities from back in the day, they didn't show up.
Really?
Yeah, I was very surprised, actually.
None of them? Jay Leno?
No, I think that they probably realized that it was going to be too many people there.
So they didn't show up.
I think they probably felt like they were going to be swarmed. You know, even with comics.
At least one of them showed up?
There's people from back in the day, but it wasn't like...
It wasn't like those heavy hitters.
No, there wasn't like Roseanne or... You know what I mean? It wasn't anything like that. Yeah. There was obviously like great comics, you know, obviously.
Yeah, modern day.
Yeah. Tom Dreesen from back in the day. He was one of the most old school famous comics.
Was Argus there?
That's so weird, man. I did not see Argus there.
I mean, isn't he a staple of the store?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to see him.
No. He is. That is weird that you said. I wonder if he came at a different point or if he was out of town or something. That is weird.
That he didn't show up.
I didn't see him.
Because he is such a staple of the
the
history there.
But Pauly and the Shores were there and stuff
of
like that.
Of course, Pauly was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you had a good time.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And then, but you saw like my brother and Santino and...
Yeah, and Andy Letterman.
Yeah. They were all there.
Yeah, all the homies were there. That was cool. Homies.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that was cool to see. Yeah. So there's like pictures and stuff that were taken that, that was cool.
I like the fact, because I saw pictures later on social media. You didn't dress down. You kind of dressed up. You dressed the part.
I wore a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted, out of respect. I was like, I'm going to, why not?
So it was a respect thing.
Oh, for sure.
Because I noticed that. I'm like, oh, Jeremiah looks nice. He's dressed up for this event.
Yeah, I dressed up.
So you treated it like a banquet, like a serious thing, like a reunion or banquet.
Yeah. Because your boy's in shorts and sandals right now. Yeah. Hello.
So that means...
I'm dressing down right now.
You're dressed down for Scissor Bros.
Not that I don't respect you.
No, I didn't say that. You came up with that.
Yeah, I think you kind of implied it a little bit.
No, this, what we're doing here, this is like Pee Wee's Playhouse, Dwayne's World.
Yeah, this is our fun time.
This is the fun stuff.
This is the fun zone.
This is the fun zone. You don't have to dress up for this.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, you went. You went to something that was kind of significant.
Yeah, I hadn't.
You told me about this before the podcast.
Get back. What was that?
You told me about this before the podcast.
Yeah, I was. I was gonna say. Yeah, I've been kind of slipping with my, my recovery as far as like meetings and the steps and all that, and so. Shout out to my boy Eric, my good friend Eric there. He kept reaching out to me saying, and he updated me about, I used to go to this one particular 12-step meeting where I used to be the sound guy. So I set up a sound, which is the mic, and there's a console there to hook up the speakers. And so I was ecstatic that knowing that this meeting was back, more on a smaller scale, but I actually went to my first physical meeting for my recovery.
That's awesome, dude.
In like a year.
That's amazing.
But it kind of, halfway through it, I got kind of irked because the new sound person was kind of dropping the ball there. I mean, the sound was going in and out, and it was like I had a problem like paying attention, because I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, dude, if I was the sound guy, this would not be happening. I'd make sure, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I would have made sure I went to Guitar Center and got the right, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I would have done all that. And then I'm like, okay. But then at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, I hadn't been here in a year, so they have a whole new staff of people with these commitments, which is fine. But it made me kind of brought back memories like, where I used to be that guy. And so... There's a new sound
setup sound guy.
Did you like that he was failing secretly?
No, I didn't at all. It made me kind of, it was more like, why? It's kind of like this, like, think of it like a main room stand-up show where it's like, that's the main function where you need to have that working for the thing to for perform to properly for yeah. the for the night to go smoothly. So when that's out, when this function is out, it's like you kind of drop the ball there. That's all. No, I was just thinking about the technical, like how you, right, you know, you think of technical things while we're doing this. I was doing that in real time at the meeting. I'm like, okay,
and why? You were taken out of that. Yeah.
I was just kind of like, why?
Was it a good meeting outside of that?
No, it was good. The message was good. The speaker was great. But the thing is, it's like, what bothered me is, it's kind of like if something happened here, you you knew something was going wrong and you not acknowledging it.
Ooh.
That's what happened then when you could tell that mic was cutting off.
Oh.
And people acted as if just keep going when I'm thinking, well, and
the speaker didn't acknowledge it.
It made it awkward because the voice fluctuations, because they're used to, you know, talking into the thing. And then when it cut out, they would have to, talk to the, and then blah, blah, you know, talk to the room. And it was a bit odd.
That's the best thing about stand up is you can acknowledge, you know what I mean? But like in public speaking, you should acknowledge that.
But at that particular meeting, they ignored it as if nothing was wrong. And that's what bugged me. I'm like, dude, because if I was a sound guy, hypothetically, if I was that guy, I would have, like, right when that started happening, I would have got up from my seat and I would have, like, messed with the cords, or I would have tried to fix it. At least put it in a different channel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just try to problem solve.
Yeah. But other than that, it was good getting back. I think I realized that I need to focus. This is all fine. What we're doing is fun, podcasting and whatever we do for content and entertainment or whatever. But I realized that I really need to kind of step my game up with that. Because if I don't have that, I need a sound mind, you know, and body. Sound mind.
And
so,
and that helps. Like when you go to that, like, obviously you haven't used any, like, drugs or alcohol in a long time.
No, I've stayed sober throughout the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that helps you just kind of, like, reconnect, like, mentally, you think?
Not only that, it's certain speakers, I'm sure, like, certain comedians, they have a certain way of wording things where you're like, oh, I get that.
That resonates with me.
Yeah, it resonates with me. And yeah. So this speaker, you know, not going to say his name, I'm going to respect his anonymity, but he had a certain way in his story where, because you have to, when a person shares in that aspect, you have to tell the audience or the members of the group, like, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. That should be the gist of your share. And I thought he did a good job kind of outlining that, because not only that, he talked a lot of speakers don't talk about, like, what this ism is, as far as they think that, like, when you drink it, that's like the problem. No, that's when you drink or use, that's your solution until it stops working, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if anytime you're feeling irritable or discontent or any of these feelings, instead of working through them, like, you don't have, I mean, that's why I admire you. You problem solve, you don't need something to numb yourself. But, like, alcoholics and addicts, like, they need that just to function. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so through his story, I was like, oh, like, he's super honest about, like, how he was like and how something shifted. And now he's this completely different person, you know? Does that make sense?
Sure.
And I really respected that. And I even stood after the meeting. And I mean, going back to respect, you know, when you, the right thing to do is shake the speaker's hand. So me and Eric did that. Then we went to Tarong Thai food. Got some Thai food after.
Love some good Thai food.
Have you been to Tarong?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we got to go to Tarong.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Frugal Brothers way.
Well, if you're watching this or you're listening and you might be struggling with some kind of addiction, a lot of us have been there. We've all been there. I myself struggle with different addictive things, you know, in different ways. It may not be a substance, but it's other things in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're here for you.
Well, you just know that there's help out there.
You have a community, a positive community that is supporting you. Especially, yeah, you know what I like about our comment section on YouTube?
Yeah.
It's the most positive comment section on YouTube that you can get. And I appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, well, we try to put that kind of thing out there. We don't.
That's why I think it'll be rewarding, Camp Scissor Bros, dude, in the flesh, getting them actually.
Oh, my God.
Like, here's one thing is like, after these live shows, we really like interacting with you guys after the shows. But there's like it's a limited time, obviously, because there's like a small line that like we're trying to get through and be respectful of everybody's time. But that's what I'm kind of excited for about this camp setting is like it's not going to be like we got to talk to everybody in 30 minutes.
We have a couple days.
You know what I mean? To really like chill out and like. Talk and get to know.
Right, engage
people.
With them.
Yeah.
Now, as far as content, we could film a podcast there.
Yeah, they said we can film whenever we want. It's super amazing.
So, I'm guessing that the setup will be they'll probably have a main rec hall or some kind of main room. You know, like at church camps, there's like a whole big room.
Oh, yeah.
So we could do it in there.
We can, yeah, wherever they put us. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Great.
We have all of our equipment that's mobile. So, yeah, we can do it.
Great.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Last thing, and then maybe we'll get into the challenge. What do you think about that? I got one thing that I want to say that I
go ahead, get it off your chest. Go ahead.
I went and saw Sonic 2 over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's the one Jim Carrey's in?
That's the one Jim Carrey's in. And not only that, my buddy, both my buddies, and our mutual buddy, I want to give a shout out to.
Go ahead.
Pat Casey and Josh Miller are the co-writers of Sonic.
Writers?
They're longtime friends. I want to congratulate them on having the number one movie in the world and our pal, Jenna Sunday, who did visual effects on Sonic 2.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, she was a part of a team who helped out with the visual
Congratulations
effects.
Congratulations to our homegirl, Jenna Sunday.
Jenna Sunday, Pat Casey, Josh Miller. Love y'all. I want to give a quick shout out. The
she's
movie's
talented,
great.
Dude.
She's amazing.
She does it right.
The movie was great. It's cool to see like friends like working on huge projects like that. Because
mm-hmm.
I knew that like Josh and Pat, like when they were just freaking just, you know, they were making screenplays. They'd made some. They'd sold some like small like comedy screenplays and stuff. But to have them go to number one movie in the world, they did that with Sonic 1 and Sonic 2. It's amazing.
Do you still talk to those dudes?
Yeah. I went to the screen. They invited me to. We all went with a group of friends to see it in AMC Burbank, and we took like a group photo afterwards that you can see on screen right here.
Now, have they stayed the same? Like that type of success didn't change them?
Yeah, they're freaking awesome.
They're the same dudes.
They're super down to earth. Mm-hmm. They're from Minnesota. They're awesome dudes.
Oh, that's great.
Good core values. You know what
so
I mean?
So go see Sonic 2 in theaters today.
Yeah.
One movie I still do want to see with you, which is out too. I don't know what the reviews are. Morbius, which
I do want to see that.
I mean,
I've heard very
I don't know
mixed
much
reviews.
About that villain, or I don't know much about what that
but
villain is.
Do you want to see it with me? Because I was so excited when I saw Spider-Man, and you want to see if I get that excited for Morbius, because you know I like superhero movies.
But are you excited about Morbius?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try to get that.
You
want to
see it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see it.
Okay.
Could be awful,
and we'll
but
give
let's
you,
see.
We'll give a
review.
We'll get a review on it after
yeah.
you watch it. No, you mentioned some kind of challenge.
Well, you hit me up with the challenge idea last
yeah.
night.
Yeah,
because
I've been holding on to this stuff.
I know you have.
So, because we did, just to let y'all know, we did discuss it. Normally before, like the older Scissor Bros, like I surprise you.
Yeah.
But this one, like, because we want to make sure it's all gravy.
Yeah.
I'll present the first part,
and I'll present,
and then you can
the
present
punishment.
The second part.
Yeah.
So, when I was at that candy store, I noticed that they had Pop Rocks.
Okay.
So I was thinking we could do a pop rock Coca-Cola challenge. So I have.
Yeah. Let's explain how this is gonna work.
So I have these Pop Rocks. And two bottles of Coca-Cola. I have three different flavors, right? These are just two of them, right? And I got these at Sarah's Candy Store in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we're going to... Because I've seen stuff on YouTube where they just do it. But with us, I want to do a challenge where we both ingest these Pop Rocks with Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. And this is the kicker. Whoever burps, any kind of burp, loses.
You burp, you lose.
You burp, you lose.
Little info that I read about these Pop Rocks, the reason why that is such a challenge is they form carbon dioxide in your stomach, and basically they bubble up. It forces you to want to burp immediately because there's so much air that's forming in your stomach right away. So we might involuntarily burp, and that might be how we do it, like without, but we're going to try to hold it in for as long as we can before to see who can win.
Yeah, you want to talk about the punishment? I'm going to throw this over at you.
Okay. This is for the punishment. I asked Steve before the podcast if he'd ever seen the movie Titanic. He's like, no. I was like, okay, great. I said, well, this is a great scene where she says, paint me like one of your French girls. So the winner is going to go in the middle of the area and lay down shirtless in their boxers or shorts like Rose in the Titanic.
Like
and
a model.
Like a model. And you have to etch-a-sketch them. And you have to spend some detail on it, right? And then later in the week when this episode drops, you have to post it without saying anything about Scissor Bros, about this being the punishment to the challenge on your Instagram. You can't mention Scissor Bros, yeah, but you want to say that you are starting to pursue art.
With the Etch-A-Sketch art.
Which an Etch-A-Sketch art.
So let me ask you something. So there's only going to be one Etch-A-Sketch art piece with the loser who does that.
Right.
Okay, so that's fine. That's fine. So the winner still has to get kind of half naked to be the model.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be the punishment?
Should it be flipped?
I don't know. What do you think more of the punishment?
Okay, so fine. Maybe that person has to post a picture of themselves like that. How about that's the punishment? The winner gets to do the Etch-A-Sketch.
Yes.
And the loser has to pose and post it like, I'm becoming a model. I'm an, like...
And they have to do an Etch-A-Sketch of themselves?
No. The other person's Etch-A-Sketch.
So the loser...
That's why we talked about this before.
Okay, let's just keep it the way it is. Let's keep it the way it is.
No,
you're right. No, I don't want to confuse things because my mind's kind of scrambling. Let's keep it that way. The loser has to do the Etch-A-Sketch of the model.
Yeah, and post
it. And that's it, and post it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Let's keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And we'll see you soon.
See you soon. All right. Quick reminder, first person to finish all of these wins. If you burp, you lose instantly.
Okay, that's fine. So whoever burps loses it automatically.
Yeah, you burp, you lose.
So it's not on a time scale, but whoever finishes it.
Whoever finishes everything.
Okay.
First wins.
Gotcha.
Cool.
And you could do any method you want.
Any method you want.
Any method. But you have to implement Coke throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Coke has to be in your mouth the whole time.
Yeah, you have to be mixing the
Coke with this at all times.
At all times.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm going to start with grape. What are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with cherry.
Okay. Okay, so mine's open.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we open these?
Let's open these together slowly so it doesn't spill.
Okay.
Okay. So, dude, I'm kind of scared.
I don't know what this does. All right, here we go. Ready?
We have to do the Coke first.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then
Coke first?
Yeah, Coke first, then you pour these into
it. Then you pour them in?
Yeah,
okay.
Ready?
Here we go. Fine. Go. Thank you.
Ah. Ooh, getting a little hard to not burp. Okay. Getting pretty. Oh my God. It feels weird, huh? It's like fireworks are going off in your mouth. Oh man, I'm really fighting a burp pretty hard.
I'm done. Are you done?
I don't know how much longer I can hold.
Oh, I got a burp. My mouth feels horrible. That's just popping. Good job. I lost again.
You're on a little bit of a streak.
Good job. You're the pop rock king.
Yeah, man. What a crazy competition this was.
Your mouth is still fizzling. What is going on?
I don't know what that...
Why is it still making...
Am I okay?
Go near the mic.
Why is mine still going?
Did you swallow it?
Yeah.
No. What the hell?
I guess I got some in my teeth.
Okay, it looks like you're going to be my male model. What is going on, dude?
I don't know!
Come on, dude. Swallow it.
I'm swallowing them.
Open your mouth. No, you're hiding it. There's something right here. Why is it still making... What is going on? Dude, you are the pop rocking. Dude. Swallow it.
I'm trying.
Ah, oh, jeez. Okay, it looks like you're gonna be my male model.
This is lasting a while.
Yeah, what is going on with your mouth?
I don't know.
Why is it still making noise?
I don't know. It's freaking me out.
Is it in your tooth?
Maybe.
All right, let's...
Give me the Etch a Sketch. All right, he won again for the 10th week in a row. And I finished all of mine. It's the burp. It was literally just, it was like up
there. I had to like swallow some burps.
You swallowed your burp?
Yeah.
All right, get naked.
Pay me like a French girl, Kwang U.
Oh, wait, hold up, man.
Pay me like a French girl.
Dude.
Pay me like a
Dude, will you stop doing that, whatever you're doing?
Pay me like a French girl, Kwang U. I definitely wrote this punishment wrong. I should have. I understand what you're saying, and I blew you off. I'm sorry, man. I've been irritable this episode. I'm not gonna lie.
Why?
Because I'm frustrated that my throat isn't.
Is it 100%?
It's not at 100%, and I don't feel good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Because I sense your energy. Yeah.
But pay me like one of your French girls.
Okay.
One of the French ones, you know.
I really don't even know how to use this thing. I'm trying.
I am so excited though to see what your Etch-a-Sketch drawing looks like of me once you're done.
You're not going to even recognize any of it because I don't know how to use this thing. So whatever you think is, it's going to be, it's going to look really. It's not going to look like anything.
The Coca-Cola was with the Pop Rocks makes me feel very unsettled right now.
Well, what's unsettling for me is I don't even, everything's geometric on this, so it's not going to look even like a human.
If you can make any of it look like this, then that's good.
There's it, dude, when you look at this, you're going to be like, dude, that looks like, it looks like nothing. Okay, I don't, now I'm making it worse because it doesn't look like anything.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get your face. Dude, this is not working for me. I don't know how to use this thing.
Just do the best you can.
Okay. You're gonna really make fun of this. You're gonna be like, "What are you? What is that?"
Do I look like one of the French girls that you know?
Why do you keep saying French girls? That's what's bothering me. Why the French girls thing?
Pay me like a French girl, Kwang U.
I'm trying. Okay.
You know the French girls you used to date?
Oh my god, that is bothering me so much. What is going on with your French girls thing? Why do you keep saying that?
Why won't you pay me like a French girl?
Oh my goodness.
You know, remember your ex? Your French girlfriend?
Why do you keep saying French girl?
Because it's in the movie Titanic.
Okay, I haven't seen Titanic. Okay, I think I don't know how to.
Did you see that porno Guy-tanic?
I just don't know how to use this thing. I don't know how to use this thing.
Okay, we'll just wrap up and let's
okay,
see it.
Okay.
I want to see it now. I want to see if I look like one of your French girls.
Okay.
In five.
Wait, hold up.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. I'll show you.
This is actually surprisingly good. This is surprisingly
dude,
good.
Dude, be honest. Show the
They're looking at it. They're looking at it. It's surprisingly good because you're right. It's all squares and stuff. That's pretty funny, dude.
I'm so sorry. I don't know how to use
now,
that.
Now take a picture of this on your phone.
Okay. And, I'm going to do it right
and then
now.
Take a picture of me.
Okay.
And then you got to post it.
But you can't say it's anything Scissor Bros related.
Okay, so let me take a picture of you first. Can I go out and get a better angle?
Yeah.
Okay, and then take a picture of that. Oh, because I have this app where I can do a side-by-side.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you want a side-by-side. Okay, that's what you meant. Okay, hold on.
Well, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Scissor Bros. We love you.
Yeah.
We hope you have a good week. Is there anything else that you want to say?
Wait. No.
Here, one second.
Okay, hold up.
Here.
Okay. Hold up. Let me go at you first, right? Look at the camera. This is so stupid.
Hop in here and say any last goodbyes.
Yeah, we hope to see you at the Scissor Bros Summer Camp. Okay, it's going to be fun.
And this Monday, check out the new Stand Up on the Spot special that I'm premiering on my YouTube page, youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins. I love you guys. Anything else, my friend?
No. Well, we appreciate the support. And tell a friend to tune in to Scissor Bros. Episodes drop every Friday morning.
I'll be better vocally and have a better, more positive attitude next week. I love you guys. Bye.
Okay, I got it. So this then I'm gonna do a side by side.
That's good.
Okay, so that's actually good. A really good idea.
That's good. Holy, I like it. Thanks for tuning in.
Scissor Brothers.
Hello? Is anybody still there? It's your pal Gerald, and my ass was as silent as a silent night on a Christmas foggy morning when you're on DMT in a Joe Rogan studio. Yep. Not heard anything from me lately. That's okay. I'm just getting over things, you know. A little bit of a strange episode at times, kind of weird energy, but I dug it. I enjoyed the punishment more than the challenge. I kind of backfired on Jeremiah's ass, you know what I'm saying? I like that. Anywho, got a lot of stuff going on. Have you ever had a leech suck you off before? Pretty crazy. Sometimes you get a little overzealous and they start sucking the blood more than the jism out of you. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to get filthy on you. Make sure you check out the new Stand Up on the Spot special that drops on Monday. All those comments and everything will be super helpful. Gonna drop at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday, so tune in. I'm a silent producer, as always, on that shiz. And they didn't credit me once again. But I think it's going to be a good week, and hopefully they'll bring my ass to the summer camp, but those cheap frugal bros probably won't buy me a plane ticket to come. But anyway, I love you guys, and I hope you're doing well. Talk to you soon. Bye!
Everybody has their lows, and everybody has their highs.